We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In this situation, where he went from just a year ago, this beloved figure who becomes the oldest to ever win a major, and it was a massive story, and a year later, like, he's almost shunned by the PGA Tour because he was trying to help build this Saudi-backed tour that was going to be a direct competitor with the PGA Tour, and then those comments were made public that are going to be in a book, and he really, you know, stepped in it a little bit. So the article explores all that, how it happened, why it happened, and, you know, has several tour players commenting on the record about what they think Phil's future is. You know, can he come back and be applauded on the PGA Tour, or is there too much damage done, too many bridges burned? Some guys, frankly, think that, yes, he needs to come back, apologize, be humble, acknowledge his mistakes, and then it's a forgiving world, people will forgive him. But there are some other guys who are like, no, he went too far. He was literally trying to help build a league to damage the PGA Tour. The people at the PGA Tour and the golfers who are committed to the PGA Tour took that personally, and they will not forgive him for that. So the idea that there's a consensus among golfers about what Phil should do or what Phil will do, it's just not there. But I thought the authors, Mark Schlabaugh and Kevin Van Valkenburg, did a nice job sort of writing through all that. If you haven't read it yet and you're interested, you can find it at ESPN.com.
Story number three.
Earl Timberlake got a waiver today from the NCAA to play next season at Bryant, so he will not have to sit out another year, which wasn't a given, given that he had already transferred once from Miami to Memphis, and so the one-time transfer waiver wouldn't apply to him. But this is just a reminder of how neutered the NCAA is right now. Like, they're not fighting anybody on anything. Like, I need a waiver to play at Bryant. Why did you leave Memphis? Just give them a reason that sounds like you had no choice but to leave, and they're not in the business of trying to argue with you right now. So it is unsurprising that he got the waiver, but still good for him that he, you know, it's officially done and he doesn't have to spend the summer wondering if he's going to get it and be allowed to play next season. It is remarkable how quickly he's just become a nothing player prospect.
Oh, man, projected first-round pick.
This time last year, he was a projected first-round pick, and now he's transferring to Bryant after averaging 4.7 points per game for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that's just one of those the people that make those projections just missed on this
one.
I just
don't think he's very good.
Yeah.
Now, he's had some injuries that have diminished his physical abilities. I just don't think he's very good.
There's nothing in the Memphis sample size to suggest he's an NBA player.
No. So maybe he'll go to Bryant and dominate and reemerge as an NBA draft prospect, but right now he could not be further from that.
Story number four.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This used to be a bigger thing, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it used to, like, when I was, I guess, like, in the 90s, right? It was a big thing.
Like, yeah, if you were on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, that was a massive thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's before everybody had porn on their phone.
I mean,
you used to wait for that swimsuit issue. Now you just get, everybody's got porn on their phone.
Yeah.
What do you even need the swimsuit issue for anymore, you know? So.
Jeez, when you put it like that.
When you put it like that.
Goodness.
The covers were announced today, and guess who got one of them?
Who?
There's four covers.
Okay.
Kimmy K, Kim Kardashian got one.
How about that?
Shouldn't you just be happy for her?
I'm happy for Kim K.
Not people on Twitter.
Wow, why would they be?
People on Twitter are incredibly disappointed in Sports Illustrated.
Oh, why? They've like demeaned the swimsuit issue that everybody covets? Here's, give me a break.
Here's the comments. Incredibly disappointed in all that SI has done the past couple of years for women empowerment and body positivity. I am disappointed to see Kim K on the cover, especially after her recent controversy over the Marilyn Monroe dress and how she boasted about starving herself and dieting to try to fit the dress. She doesn't mirror body positivity and acceptance in the way SI has been over the past couple of years, and it makes all of the efforts SI has taken and sets you back.
I can't believe somebody took the time out of their day to type that.
How miserable of a person do you have to be to take time out of your day and type that? Like, how miserable do you have to be?
Uh-huh.
Like, why can't you just look at Kim Kardashian on the cover of Sports Illustrated and go, you know what? I'm happy for her. That was probably a dream of
hers. That's great. I might not buy it, but, like, yeah.
She's a mother of four in her 40s who has gotten into such great shape with hard work and, yes, surgeries, but hard work. I follow her on Instagram. She's up at 6 in the morning on that treadmill every morning.
That's true.
She's working hard, Kimmy K is. Why can't you just be happy for her? Why do people want to crap on everything? Whatever happened to just being happy for people?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to just being happy for people?
I think people are happy for people in the real world. I think people aren't happy for people online.
Another person wrote, I've never been so disappointed seeing Kim Kardashian on the cover. You've never been more disappointed than that. That's the most disappointed you've ever been in your whole life. Seeing Kim Kardashian on the cover of a magazine is the lowest point of disappointment in your life. Are you being serious right now?
You've had a pretty good life, then.
You've never been more disappointed? That's what disappointed you so much? You weren't more disappointed when that's it for you?
Come on.
I woke up today and I experienced the biggest disappointment of my life. Oh, no. What happened? Did you lose your job? No. Did you lose your marriage? No. What happened? Kim Kardashian's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm. I've never been more disappointed. The person continues, there are so many women out there you could have given this opportunity. I thought you guys were different. But this just shows money and plastic surgery is what is important. Is that what it shows?
I don't know.
Maybe it shows.
I can't begin to know.
Let me take a stab at what this shows. Sports Illustrated is a magazine. They're trying to sell as many copies as they possibly can. There's arguably no more famous woman in the world than Kim Kardashian. And she also happens to be super hot. Why not put her on the cover? Yeah. Wouldn't the most sensible thing in the world be to put her on the cover if she agreed to do it?
I think so. Sounds like a good reason to me.
These people, I swear to God, if you were somebody that wakes up every day and just bitches on Twitter all day long, you are not coming across the way you want to come across.
No.
All right? You are not coming across. Nobody is looking at you and thinking you're smart or enlightened or the type of person who takes stands on that. People just look at you and go, man, what is wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong? Why are you so miserable on Twitter every single day?
It's so true.
When I saw Kim Kardashian on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know what I said? Oh, wow. Good for her. That's what I thought. She's a mother of four, you know, like in her 40s, in a world where, women from a beauty perspective are often shushed aside by magazines and filmmakers as they age. Here's a woman in her 40s, a mother of four, who is on the cover of a magazine in a swimsuit. The most famous swimsuit magazine that exists, she got one of the covers. Oh, wow. I bet she's proud of herself. I bet she's happy. I bet that made her feel good. I'm happy for her. And then I see these comments. People are just... One woman said she's never been more disappointed in her life. How about this? Life lesson. If you have never been more disappointed in your life than when you see another woman on the cover of a magazine, you are a Looney Tune and you should just delete that tweet and keep it moving. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat, same-game parlay each week. You're going to get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code Gary. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Frame Corner is the top pick in Memphis for custom framing. Do you need help finding just the right finishes and colors for displaying your artwork or sports memorabilia collection? With over 1,000 different framing options available, Frame Corner has just the right fit for your needs. Their in-house designers can create masterful solutions with your vision in mind. Enjoy savings of 10 to 40% off premium made in tabletop frames. Frame Corner Memphis at 5035 Park Avenue. Call 901-682-9901.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yes, so what?
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. I was just scrolling, because that's what we do.
Sure.
In America, yeah. In the world, we scroll. And I saw Pete Pranica posted a picture of himself in a hammock. And that's how I feel a little bit. Like, I'm sad they lost. Should have a game seven tonight. But, you know, Pete's in his hammock, and I'm catching up on Amber Heard. Do you realize she pooped in his bed?
Jeff, we've been over this. I've done hours about Amber Heard pooping in his bed.
I had not heard a single word of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, and I found it preposterous that someone could be more crazy than Johnny Depp. Like, it's just what I did. But for the first time, like, okay, the Grizzly season's over. And so there's one little place on YouTube. It says all the audio from the, and you're just listening to their fights, and he sounds totally reasonable, and she sounds bananas. Like, it is incredible. And then I didn't realize there was there's a whole world out there of people making fun of the fact that she said, "My dog stepped on a bee." Have you seen these?
I haven't seen that one, no.
Oh, well, so I'll send it to you. My dog stepped on it. She said, she's sort of being pathetic, and she said, "My dog stepped on a bee," and then she makes this face, and like the whole world is dunking on her. Like, and what they do is they say, instead of like, "My dog stepped on a bee," because then she likes to make this really sad face, you just think, come up with something that rhymes. And he's like, "It burns when I pee," and then you make a sad face. Or, "I couldn't find my key," and then you make a sad face. And like, thousands of people are out there on TikTok making, you know, just dunking on Amber Heard with things that rhyme with "my dog stepped on a bee." And this is how I've been spending my time ever since the Grizzly season ended. So I feel liberated, and I've joined the rest of America.
No, I got it. We talked the first day that it was made public that Amber Heard had allegedly pooped in Johnny Depp's side of the bed, which, by the way, she denied today under oath. She denied under oath. She said, because the lawyers were like, you know, somebody said it was just a prank go wrong. And she's,
right, no, it was, I know this. It was his security guard said that he was driving her to Coachella. See, now I'm catching up. And she said, and what was the conversation about? That she said, "Well, I had this horrible prank gone wrong that I pooped in his bed," and he, you know, that was it. It was the security guard who said that.
Right.
Like a security team.
So to be fair to Ms. Heard, she said today under oath, like, no, it was not a prank. That, like, a prank is supposed to be funny. I don't even think that's funny. I think it's disgusting. I wouldn't do that. And
okay, so she's denied it.
She has denied that. But when it first became public, I was talking about this with Bennett a few weeks ago. And I got an email from somebody, and they were like, "Your show was really bad today, and I would prefer it if you talked about sports instead of, you know, Amber Heard." And I was like, first, who even sends that email? Do you know how weird of an email that is to send to somebody? Like, isn't that a weird? If you got that same email, wouldn't you think that's weird to get that email?
Yeah, I get those though, you know. I do get those, like, you know, whatever. Yes. Yeah. But okay. But go ahead. Yeah.
I typically just respond with, I didn't respond at all. I was just like, I don't have time for this. But I typically would just respond with, "Why do you think I need to know what you want to hear me talk about? I feel like I've got a pretty good feel for this. I've been doing it for a long time successfully. I don't need advice. I need advice on lots of things. How to be a father." You know, how to handle certain situations under that umbrella. Advice on lots of stuff. I don't think I need much advice on how to do this radio show. But either way, that was the email. Like, nobody wants to hear about that. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? Everybody wants to hear about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. It's the biggest story in America right now, outside of, you know, mass shootings.
You saw the SNL cold open.
Did yes, right. It leads SNL.
It was very funny. Basically said it led Saturday Night Live. And the judge, in this fake Saturday Night Live skit, the judge is saying, "Well, I guess I'll allow that video." They're going to show the video of evidence of the pooping in the bed. And Amber Heard's attorney objects. And she says, "Why are you going to show? Why will you possibly show that?" And the judge says, "Because it's funny."
Right.
This whole trial is about fun.
This whole trial is outrageous, and it's hard to pull away from once you get sucked into it because it's just one banana story after another. It's like, you know, it's like Amber Heard detailing, you know, every time Johnny Depp allegedly abused her. And it's just one wild story after another. It's like, so we were flying to Russia on a private plane, and we had ecstasy. And so Johnny was like, hey, we can do ecstasy on the flight to Russia. It'll be a blast. And then Johnny, like, asked the flight attendant if she wanted to join us. And she was hesitant, but eventually Johnny gave the flight attendant ecstasy. So it's me and Johnny and the flight attendant all on X flying to Russia. And at some point when the drugs take hold, we start getting touchy-feely because that's the way people get on that drug. And Johnny got really jealous that the flight attendant was sort of laying her head on my shoulder because he knows of my previous relationships with women. And next thing you know, he's yelling at the flight attendant and yelling at me and getting abusive in the air on the way to Russia. And it's like, what a story. You know, like,
how did Amber Heard come across today? What are the reviews?
The reviews are terrible. I don't know who's right or who's wrong. But I can tell you that Johnny, in the world of public opinion, Johnny Depp is winning this trial. I don't know that he'll actually win the trial.
Including now that she's having her moment on the...
Yeah, because it's wild. Because, you know, don't ever forget, by the way, Johnny Depp's a much better actor than Amber Heard. All right?
That's a good point.
Right.
So, people are like, Johnny Depp sounds believable. Johnny Depp seems calm. Amber Heard's crazy. It's like, well, maybe.
But it's also true in the audio clips. That's how he sounds too.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Not like the acting part. That's not. He's not on the stand trying to put on an act. We're hearing them interact. He sounds calm. He said in one of them. She said you went to 7 different rooms of the house, including 2 bathrooms. And he says, yes, to get away from you because I wanted to de-escalate the fight. But you just keep wanting to fight. Like, that seems pretty reasonable to me. Like, if someone is just screaming at you or whatever else, depending on if the fight is too heated, to withdraw and retreat to another room and say that seems reasonable to me. Like, he sounded, and again, I'm not on the jury, but he did sound reasonable. He said in those clips that I heard, he sounded much more reasonable than Amber Heard.
It's wild because her career is now trashed. Like, regardless of how this trial goes, like, I've seen filmmakers talk about this before. You know, they say people, you know, they need to be able to look at you on a screen and not see you. They've got to be able to they can't see somebody on screen that they hate and that they don't, that when they see the actual person more than they see the person is portraying, it becomes a real problem. And nobody's ever going to be able to see Amber Heard without thinking of poop in the bed and all of this stuff. Like, it's a real problem for her going forward. And what's wild is this is all started because she wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. If she just never writes that column, then she never ends up getting sued. And then we're not all talking about Amber Heard allegedly pooping in a bed. I don't want to say she did this to herself because if she was actually abused.
No, but if she was abused, then you wanted people to speak out. Wanted to speak out without having their careers ruined.
I agree, but that's not where we're at right now. That's not the way this thing seems to be unfolding because whether she's telling her the truth or not, and let me be very, very, very clear, I don't know. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are telling two totally different stories about their relationship. There's no way both of them are telling the truth. It's possible both are lying. There's no way both can be telling the truth. I don't know who to believe, but I can tell you, I looked at all the online polls at TMZ.com, and people do not believe her. They tend to believe him right now.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Since the Grizzlies, you know.
Well, it's
unfortunate ending.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. They lose the Grizzlies. Let's turn our attention to the NBA. Friday night in San Francisco. Listen, when you're in a one-point game heading into the fourth, it is disappointing to then lose it by double digits. But sort of going into the fourth, I was like, this is all you could ever ask for. The Grizzlies are shorthanded on the road, and they're in a one-possession game with the Warriors. 12 minutes to go. It probably will not go their way for all the obvious reasons, and it didn't, but they're in it. Let's see how this thing unfolds. It didn't unfold well, but like in that moment, it felt like that's about all you could ask for.
Yeah, I mean, they led with 6 minutes to go, I think, you know. So, the hard part is now realizing that you could be hosting the Western Conference Finals, or you could be getting ready for Game 7 tonight if Ja hadn't been hurt and if Steven Adams hadn't had COVID and if Desmond Bain didn't have a bad back. And mind you, you necessarily can't take away all three of those things. Like, the Warriors had injury too, you know. But that's pretty devastating, those three. Your star, your big man, and Dylan, for that matter, for really the better part of two games, and your best shooter. So I really do think that on this one, they were waylaid as much as anything. More than, like, people kept talking about the experience, and I'm sure the experience helped, but, like, they were a more experienced team last year when the Grizzlies bounced them out of the play-in. I really think the Grizzlies were victimized by injuries and ill health as much as anything. And obviously, Steph was good, and Clay was good, and the rebounding disparity and whatever. But, you know, and then very quickly I went to the big picture, which is obviously brilliant. It is an incredible year that they had and a really interesting future that they have.
An incredible season, fun season, exceeded all reasonable preseason expectations. And yet, I tell you, this is interesting because on Friday night after they lost, I was like, yeah, you know, like this was the most likely scenario, whatever. Ja got hurt. Steven Adams got COVID. Dylan Brooks got suspended. Desmond Bane had a bad back. You lose it in six, but you were competitive in game six on the road. What are you going to do? I tell you, as I was watching the Suns get eliminated last night, I started to go, man, if like a couple of things go the other direction, the most obvious one being Ja Morant does not get hurt, the Grizzlies, you know, could be hosting game one of the Western Conference Finals and probably the favorite to get to the NBA Finals. Like, you know, when the playoffs started, most people were like, yeah, you know, no clear champion, but probably Milwaukee, Phoenix. That sounds about right. And Milwaukee's gone. Phoenix is gone. The Grizzlies, you know, you never know what path you're going to have to take to a possible championship. But we now know the possible path for the Grizzlies was doable. They could have won a championship this year.
Yeah, what's interesting is, and this is a point Chris Harrington has made, is that you put yourself in contention, and then sometimes the breaks go your way, and sometimes they don't.
That's right.
And the regular season doesn't always – it feels like there might be more disconnect between the regular season and the postseason. And it actually reminded me a little bit of NCAA basketball. You know, like, you don't know – like, and it hasn't felt like this previously. You know, before it feels like we know who's going to be the two teams in the finals or whatever else. At least this year, and who knows, maybe going forward, it feels like you get yourself in there, you put yourself, you know, in position to be one of, you know, the best teams in the league, and then see which way the injuries break, see which way the breaks fall, see which way your bracket breaks. Like, who would have imagined the bracket would have produced you against Dallas in this round, right? And then if you're there enough times, some years you're going to be whatever. The Suns had a great regular season, and then, you know, like Duke occasionally, they get bounced in the second, you know, in the second round. That's a little bit what it feels like to me, is that, and all you can do is hope to be as good as you can be for as many years as you can and put yourself in position and then hope that one year things break your way.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And then last thing before I let you go, yesterday they had the media availability, and there was some good news out of that, because when they announced Ja Morant was doubtful for the rest of the playoffs with a bone bruise, you know, it was a very vague announcement that, you know, given the way they have handled injuries in the past, could reasonably lead anybody to wonder, you know, what is really going on here? How bad or not bad is this? Yesterday they spoke more clearly about it. They do not expect him to have any sort of procedure. They do expect him to make a full recovery, and they expect it to happen well in advance of next season. So if you're looking for something positive to take away from the weekend, I think that's probably it.
Hugely positive. I mean, I think, you know, they were unequivocal. This was not surgical. Was not procedural, because I think that's what you call a scope more, is, you know, like, and so, yeah, the fact that Jaha, it really is, at least according to them and what they believe right now, it's a bone bruise. He's going to be totally fine. And it was unrelated to other injuries, I think was, yeah, hugely important news. And then, of course, you know, the vibe of the whole thing is, you know, the enthusiasm for this team, for this year, and for the future, if you have a hard time not feeling pretty good about things.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning. Thank you.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel, they just have so many ways to play. And best of all, when you do win, you're going to get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
With so many people moving into Memphis, homes are flying off the market and sellers can't land a new home, but there is a way to avoid this issue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the way to do it is to call my buddy Josh Hysaw with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh can help you place a no-contingency bid on a new home before you list your current home. That way, when your home sells, you got a new home waiting for you. And when it comes to marketing and networking, Josh puts your home in front of hundreds of qualified buyers, which increases demand and drives up the price. So don't leave that money behind. Go look up joshhysaw.com. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him, too. He's got flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason, at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. 901-461-8147. It's Josh Hysaw on the web, joshhysaw.com. That's Josh, H-I-S-A-W.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 MPG Highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
all 36-month leases. Forte, any 483-548, MSRP 21435, sold in 7833-273, MSRP 21140, Sorrento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Are you a student or business professional that wants to highlight the recent achievements you've made? Does your office need a clean and sophisticated refresh? Custom framing with the Frame Corner can help. Frame Corner is Memphis's top pick for custom framing with over 1,000 different framing options. Their in-house designers create masterful solutions with your vision in mind. Get 10% off frames for diplomas and 15% off sports memorabilia framing when you mention this ad. Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. Call 901-682-9901.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nobody protects you from mayhem in Memphis like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If you won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best. Absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. Disasters like water damage, fire damage, smoke damage, mold. You've had a storm come through, damaged your property. Service Master by Cornerstone can help you. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name, locally owned and locally operated. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, 901-624-9200, 901-624-9200. They're available 24/7. You need them at 3 in the afternoon, they're there for you. 3 in the morning, they're there for you. It's Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. Some NBA draft news breaking within the past 15 minutes or so. Woj is reporting the Michigan State freshman Max Christie is going to stay in the 2022 NBA draft. So that's a blow to Michigan State. He's very much the type of prospect that could reasonably go or reasonably stay. And as we've talked about for a long time, often if you look at the best teams in college basketball, they often have a player who could have reasonably entered the draft but decided to come back to school. And that's the thing that makes them great. Great example, Kansas. Just won a national championship. Oche Agbaji came back to school. He could have left after his junior season and been picked late first round, early second, maybe late second, but he got picked somewhere. Decided to come back to school, becomes a first-team All-American, leads the Jayhawks to a national title. He's the most outstanding player at the Final Four. There was some thought that Max Christie could be the type of guy who comes back to school and really takes a big leap from his freshman year to his sophomore season, the way Jaden Ivey did at Purdue, Johnny Davis did at Wisconsin, be the Big Ten's version of that next season. Instead, he decides to remain in the draft, so I will have to adjust the top 25 and one. But the reason I bring this up isn't because of anything that has to do with college basketball, but because he's the type of guy who's going to be available where the Grizzlies are picking. And what this does is, you know, provide one more option that the Grizzlies could possibly consider with one of their first-round picks. This is a guy who projects to go somewhere in the 20s or 30s, maybe slip into the 40s, but not much lower than that. Max Christie staying in the NBA draft. Be back with dinner to go.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
At Kroger, we believe it takes the right team to bring you the freshest produce. That's why we partner with farmers who grow only the best. And that level of teamwork means better, fresher options time and time again. Working with farmers is what it takes to be fresh for everyone. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're hiring for immediate openings with next day pay, benefits, and great perks. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in Greater Memphis, including DeSoto County in Mississippi and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222. 2222.
Odyssey is currently accepting applications for all of our local stations, including WMFS-FM. We also invite college students to apply for internships at our stations. If you're interested in a career in radio or an internship, please visit odysseyinc.com/careers or call 901-384-5900. Odyssey is dedicated to providing a broad outreach regarding job vacancies at our stations. Organizations that wish to receive our job postings are invited to call 901-384-5900. Odyssey is an equal opportunity employer.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for fingers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown, so it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord, Coast Guard come a hundred going overboard.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me, you, anybody else to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam, that's the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm summer months. It's getting warm out there, Big Bet Bennett. Sunburned face, already got one. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam has a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, don't forget New Amsterdam makes a bottle for you. It's a gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka. Got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can't. It's New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do dinner to go. When you rhyme,
simple Simon, come and meet the Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Grizzlies because the season, unfortunately, came to an end on a Friday night with a Game 6 loss in San Francisco to the Golden State Warriors. Final score, Golden State 110. Your Memphis Grizzlies 96. Just a one-point game heading into the fourth quarter. Things were very much up for grabs, but Golden State outscored the Grizzlies 32-19 in the final quarter. And that was that. Kevon Looney got reinserted in the starting lineup, got 22 rebounds. The Warriors, 25 offensive rebounds in the game. They took 8 more shots than the Grizzlies took in the game. We had talked about it even before the series started, that it wasn't going to be completely necessary, but ideally you want the Grizzlies taking more shots than the Warriors each and every game. In Game 5, they took a lot more shots than the Warriors and won that game by 39. But in Game 6, they didn't get as many shots as the Warriors. The Warriors made a higher percentage of their shots. Steph and Klay combined for 14 three-pointers. Just a lot of things working against the Grizz. They obviously missed their closer, Ja Morant, in the fourth quarter. So that is that. The Warriors advance to the Western Conference Finals, where they're going to play the Dallas Mavericks. And the Grizzlies head into the offseason. Big picture, like we talked about, what a wonderful season. Ja Morant took a big step. Desmond Bane took a big step. Jaren Jackson Jr. stayed healthy. A lot of positives in this season. I think most people can reasonably look back on it fondly, even if it did end a little shorter than, or earlier rather, than any of us would have hoped. And now you hope that, you know, whatever moves get made in the offseason, that the most important thing is that Ja Morant comes back completely healthy, continues to, you know, play at an MVP level, and the Grizzlies compete for the best record in the Western Conference next season, and then we'll get to the playoffs and see if the breaks can go their way next time as opposed to against them, which very much was the case in this postseason.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Big Bet Bennett, we're in a bad spot tonight.
Yeah. I've seen the slate.
It's a tough spot.
Uh-huh.
No NBA playoffs tonight. No NHL playoffs tonight.
Which I've enjoyed.
I stayed up last night watching.
I did too. I've enjoyed these NHL playoffs. Well,
who was it? Calgary and Dallas?
That's right.
I stayed up watching Calgary and Dallas. I was into it.
Yeah. It was fun.
I don't want to say I don't know what's going on. Like, I understand how hockey works. But, like, I can't watch it and, like, actually understand, like, one team's executing well and the other team not so much. Like,
right.
I don't see it like that. So I'm really just sort of watching a puck fly around. But it is intense because they rarely score, but it always feels like they're about to.
Yes.
That's my forever takeaway from when I watch hockey about 4 times a year. And it's always exactly like last night, how I get into it. It's like a game 7 and there's nothing else on and somebody's tweeting, hey, it's a game 7 going into overtime. Uh-huh. All right, I'm in. I'll turn this on. And I always feel like one team is about – it's like every 14 seconds it feels like somebody's about to score. Mm-hmm. They're not about to score, but it just looks like they're about to score. Intense stuff. But we don't have any of that tonight.
Nope.
So we're left with baseball.
Okay.
which is fine with me. Except?
I know.
Cardinals-Mets, already postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. That was my go-to. So now we're... I'm going to let you figure this out.
Okay.
You want to go Braves-Brewers? That's two pretty good NL teams.
Yep.
You're reigning World Series champions. We could go Angels-Rangers. Noah Syndergaard, Thor, on the mound for the Angels. By the way, he's been pretty good this year. 3-1 with a 2.45 ERA. We've got late night. You're looking for something to keep you up at night. Diamondbacks Dodgers, Madison Bumgarner against Tony Gonsolin. Gonsolin 3-0 for the Dodgers with a 1.33 ERA. I'm going to let you pick what game you want.
I mean, if you want me to pick based on like what's the most captivating, I'd probably go with Braves Brewers there.
Okay.
I think that's probably the best matchup.
So Braves Brewers with 640, and it's actually accessible. You can watch it on ESPN Plus. Anderson on the mound for Atlanta, Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. We're playing it at American Family Field. What is American Family Field, you think? What is
I think it's just a place you take your American family.
Just take your American.
I'm assuming it's like some kind of life insurance or something.
American Family Insurance.
How about that?
Look at you, Bennett. Family Insurance, though. I only support Elizabeth Rook Insurance.
That's true, yeah. We only support her on this station.
Leave it up to me. Milwaukee's baseball stadium should be called Elizabeth Rook Insurance Field.
At least I would know what it is.
At least you would know what it is. Elizabeth Rook Insurance Field is what they should call it, but they don't. It's American Family Field. Milwaukee minus 160. The total is 8.
Oh, I think we'll go with the Braves.
You want to take the underdog Braves?
Yeah, I want to take the underdog Braves.
16-19 this season.
Yeah, they're struggling. They did get a win yesterday, I believe. No, the Padres won yesterday, so that maybe the Braves are struggling.
They let Freddie Freeman go, and now they're paying the price.
I'll take the value. Let's go with the Braves.
Braves on the money line as an underdog. That's the official play from Big Bet Bennett.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
It's not great, Big Bet Bennett.
I know.
I looked on Hulu and Netflix and Paramount Plus. I looked for all these new things that would be premiering today.
Uh-huh.
Nothing great.
Uh-huh.
I think we're left with a new episode of Better Call Saul.
Okay.
It's the final. This is the way they're describing it, which sounds, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I know what they're doing, but like, I never heard something described this way before. This is the final episode before the final episode of the mid. Hold on, let me redo that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final episode before the mid-season finale of the final season.
They're just trying to milk it.
Is that normal for us to have a mid-season finale?
Yeah, they do that now. That's a thing.
That's a thing now.
That's a thing. Mid-season finale is a thing, yeah.
Okay. So tonight at 8 o'clock on AMC, this is not the season finale, which will double as the series finale because this is the final season. And this is also not the mid-season finale. But it is the episode before the mid-season finale. You don't watch Better Call Saul.
I don't.
You're going to have to do that someday. I know. You'll enjoy it. It's really good.
I know. It's just a big undertaking.
Lalo is alive, and he's coming to get his revenge.
Okay. That sounds enticing.
Lalo is alive. They thought Lalo was dead, but Lalo's not dead.
They always think they're dead.
They always think they're dead when they're not. Lalo's not dead. Lalo is alive. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Lalo is alive, and he's coming to get his revenge. And some of that will certainly play out in what is the final episode before the mid-season finale of the final season of Better Call Saul on AMC tonight at 8 o'clock.
I'm sold.
All right. I can't wait to watch.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, there's a nice article, ESPN.com today, from Mark Schlabaugh and Kevin Van Valkenburg. A headline, The Stunning and Rapid Fall of Phil Mickelson in Just 1 Year. This is obviously going to be a big story this week because the PGA Championship is this week. Phil Mickelson is the reigning PGA Championship winner, but he is not playing. And he is the first major champion, I believe, ever to not play in the same tournament the year after winning it for reasons that don't involve health or death, or he's just not, he is eligible to play in it and he's just not playing. And that is unheard of in professional golf. Obviously, this is all tied to his comments that were made public about possibly joining the Saudi League. We talked about this a little bit earlier. How he was pitting the Saudi League back, the Saudi back league against the PGA Tour. And not just contemplating the possibility of joining it like so many other PGA Tour members were and are, but he was actually helping build it like a rival to the PGA Tour. He was involved in helping them figure out how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. And obviously that burns a lot of bridges with the PGA Tour. So Mark and Kevin talked to a lot of tour players, some who are tight with Phil, others who, you know, they just work with him. And on one hand, people are like, this is a forgiving world. You know, Phil didn't kill anybody. He was just doing business with people who did kill somebody and have killed lots of somebodies. But this is a forgiving world. People fundamentally like Phil. And if he comes back and is humble and apologizes and speaks candidly about the mistakes he made, then I could see him getting cheers again on the PGA Tour. And then there's some other people who are like, you know what? Just go to Saudi Arabia, man, and be done with it. You know, we don't need you here. You clearly think there's something better. You were not conspiring, but certainly working in ways that run counter to trying to build the PGA Tour into the best possible thing it could be, because you were trying to get people, players, to leave the PGA Tour. So get on with it, and we'll be fine. And so there does seem to be some a wide range of opinions among tour players about what Phil's future looks like, but he's just been disappeared, mostly for 3 months. Hasn't played, hasn't talked, hasn't really tweeted or anything. Just been completely off the map for about 3 months. So this sort of explores the background of that, and then offers different possibilities about what his rejoining the PGA Tour as a competitor or going to the Saudi back league, like, what does all that look like? When will we see and hear from Phil Mickelson again? So if you haven't read that yet, it's worth your time if you're a golf fan at all. The Stunning and Rapid Fall of Phil Mickelson in Just 1 Year. You can find it at ESPN.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. So we will have a Mets-Cardinals doubleheader. That sounds fun. NBA playoffs. Reconvene. Celtics Heat, Game 1. Eastern Conference Finals. And then, of course, we get the NHL back tomorrow night as well. Tampa Bay Lightning, Carolina Panthers, St. Louis Blues, Colorado Avalanche. A doubleheader on TNT. So no postseason basketball or hockey tonight, but we got a little bit of it tomorrow night. We just got to get through tonight. Can you get through tonight, Big Red?
Yes, I can.
I think I can too. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Dell. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity system. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-808.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.